Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Your boy HP, that's Harry Pinero. Now,
salam.
Yeah, we back.
Yo, we're back. We're back.
That's what I'm saying, though, man. How you feeling?
Well, alhamdulillah, man. We just filmed an ep.
We did.
We did just film an ep, but then we had to film another one, so we have an episode out to release tomorrow, which is Wednesday, which is basically today when you're watching this. So, salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yeah, how are you, brother? You okay?
I'm good, bro. Is there anything that's on your mind right now?
There's a lot considering the size of it. Basically, so basically, I just want to talk about just how tired we are today.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're very knackered.
Yeah, we are.
Very, very, very under the weather.
Yeah, yeah.
Very over the.
Are you really? Are you under the weather?
I'm a little bit under the weather. I'm like just underneath it. I'm just like.
Oh, so you can see the weather?
Yeah, I can see the weather. Okay.
Is the weather touching you or you're not?
No. It's like a little. How are you, bro?
Yeah, I'm good.
So how's your day been?
It's been good. So basically, so far, so good. I filmed an episode with my bro. And then you was there as well.
I was present.
Yeah, you was present. Then I had a drink.
Yes.
Passion fruit juice.
Oh, so it was, okay, cool. Fair. Because you said I had a drink. I thought you were talking about alcohol.
No, astaghfirullah.
Yeah, astaghfirullah, yeah. I've never actually seen you drink, so I don't even know why I assumed that.
Why would you say that then?
Genuinely, yeah.
Why would you say that then?
If I could drink though, I think I'd be more of a wine guy than a champagne guy.
Why?
I don't know. Wine just looks like, I don't know, like I wanted to try
the aesthetic of it. Is it the whole,
I like the whole.
That's 1942 swirly. Chardonnay.
That's a Lafitte Leclerc. It's 1942.
Yeah,
Lafitte Leclerc.
Leclerc. That means it's good stuff. Yeah. Nah, drinking ain't for me.
Yeah, me neither. I mean,
winking ain't for me.
Yeah.
Thinking ain't for me.
Yeah.
Pinking ain't for me.
Yeah.
Linking by the gee.
Yeah.
Tell him to the flea.
Yeah.
Send him to a B.
Okay.
If it's on the re, see me on the plea.
Yeah, I kind of fucked up.
You messed up the whole feng shui.
Yeah. Sorry. I didn't know where you were going to, let me go with it. Like, you were going like this. I was more like.
Do you know what it is? The thing is, I was moving in a direction that I felt like you understood.
Yeah.
But you didn't, though.
Yeah. But you know, as you did a, you know, as you, you, how are you, bro?
I'm blessed, you know?
Yeah.
Just chilling. Yeah. Mm. Do you know what I found very, very unique, is that we do this podcast more to just do our thing.
Yeah.
But then there's people on there that move like him.
Mm-hmm.
They move like Kin.
Mm-hmm. Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So I like to bring outside conversations I have with my friends onto the podcast just to sort of.
So this is the conversation?
This is the conversation I had outside.
Yeah.
And now I've brought it here with me. Literally, it's right here. Mm. I'm ready to give it to you, but then you interrupted. Fair enough. So let's say this,
Yeah.
I'm a married man.
Yeah.
And inshallah, you'll be a married man.
Inshallah.
Let's say you're married, yeah?
Yeah.
So I know you.
Yeah.
And let's say I know your wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know me and you know my wife, right? Yeah. We all know each other, right? I go out one day. God forbid this ever happens, yeah? God forbid. I go out one day, randomly, by myself. I see your wife not being faithful to you.
Mm.
Yes? Okay? I notice this. I see it with my two God-given eyes. Mm. Yes? I see it. I scan. I notice. I observe. I see everything that's going on. Maybe I approach. Do you know what I mean? Hey, how are you? What's going on here? Da da da. Would you expect me to come back and tell you?
100%.
Okay. Now, let's say, different situation. I go out one day. I see you not being faithful to your wife.
Mm.
Yeah? Like, I may observe. I notice. I see. I may even approach. Yeah? Hey, Harry, how you doing? Do you feel like I've done the right thing by going to your wife and snitching on you? Because if you see, look, why is it one
way it's yes, tell me,
and the other way is
it? Let me explain. It depends on who your loyalties lie with.
It should be with both of you, like to an extent.
Okay.
I may be more loyal to you than I am to her.
I believe.
But I'm still loyal to her.
Me personally, this is just me personally, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If my friend, my actual brethren, I've now got to know his wife through him.
Yes.
my loyalty still lies with you.
Facts.
Because you are my friend.
Yes.
Right? Now, if you make a decision that is bad, I will pull you up about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to your wife to speak about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not a relationship that I've ever had with her. For that to be a thing where I'm now breaching the relationship that I have with her to tell her bad news.
Okay, now let's say this then.
But with you,
yeah,
you're my friend. Mm-hmm. I've seen your wife. I'm going to speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if I see you moving mad to your wife, I'm still going to speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is I'm speaking to you. I'm not speaking to your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's your wife. Mm-hmm. Now, let's say, for example,
if I say to you, yeah, but I'm going to carry on, like, fuck it.
Then,
you
know what I mean? It is what it is. By all means, do what you got to do. That's your relationship. That's your marriage. That's what you've done. Yeah. I'm not in your relationship.
Yeah, I was, you know, I agree with you. But
you get what I'm saying? But then also, the other side to it is that if, let's say, for example, I now go and speak to your wife, I tell her, look, I'll be real with you. I love both of you guys. Bear in mind, I know you first. Yeah? And I go to your wife and I say to her, listen, I saw Darkest, he was moving mad in the club or wherever it is. I saw him moving mad, yeah?
He was sucking face, he was doing everything.
He was doing everything.
Yeah.
And she tells you, you have a madness about it, but you lot stay together. I've now ruined a relationship.
Have you ruined though?
I have, 100%. Because you will be, so, okay. If I went and told your wife, yeah, what you was doing, yeah? Would you be friends with me still? You wouldn't be friends with me, would you?
You know, it's probably 96% chance I probably wouldn't be friends.
Exactly. And why? Because I have...
But that, can I be honest with you though? I like to usually... I think in every situation, there's a right thing to do. You mm-hmm. get what I mean? And once me and you both know what's right, we can't... I find it hard to be angry at the other party. Like, for example, if you come up to my wife and say, your husband's been unfaithful. But why? I get why... No. But then if you came from a place of, yo, I told your wife because... If I'm going to continue seeing you and your wife together, how can I just watch her be happy?
If it's
when
affecting
I know?
You so much, don't be that person's friend no more.
Yeah, that could be a possible. What if I don't want to lose you as a brethren?
Then you can't have your cake and eat it.
No, but let me at least have the icing.
If you've, okay, cool. If it's a problem for me, yeah, it's like me seeing you take drugs and it's affecting you. If I can't stop you, I'm not going to go to the doctors and because realistically with drug abuse, you can't.
Do you know why that's a bad thing? Do you know that's a bad analogy?
Why?
Because if I'm taking drugs now and you're speaking to me, I'm only directly affecting myself.
Do you know if someone's got an addiction, yeah? For example, if I've got a drinking problem, yeah? You know you can't call the hospital or the police to come and get this person. They have to admit themselves for rehab.
Yeah.
You have to voluntarily say, I need help.
Exactly.
Yeah? If you're not doing that for yourself, what can I do?
No, but that's what I'm saying to you. In that particular scenario, everything, whether I'm drinking or doing drugs or whatever, it's only affecting me, no one else, yeah. Me only. Whereas now in a marriage, if I'm stepping out, I'm affecting me also, yes, but also my partner,
yeah, but
which
bro,
you know.
That's okay, respectfully though, even with your current marriage with your wife right now, I don't ask you questions about your marriage because it's not my business.
Yes, facts.
So if...
No, but it's not about you asking questions though.
No, but okay.
I'm saying you've seen something.
But same thing though. If I saw something, yeah, astaghfirullah, yeah? If I saw your wife was doing something crazy,
yes.
I would tell you because my loyalty lies with you.
Yeah.
I would also say to you, advise you, if I saw you moving mad, I'd say, bro, come on, man, we don't do that.
Yeah.
And I'd advise you. But I'm not going to go and speak to your wife about that.
Okay. Does it depend on... Okay, let's say you're brethren with my wife, even before we got married. Let's say, how about this? Let's say you introduced me to my wife. Let's say you're the one that brought us together. Yeah? Now, and you see me do that, and you know my wife is still a very good friend of yours. Are you going to snitch? Because you're saying it depends how close I am with your wife.
Can I be honest, yeah? You see, like, hypothetically, the right thing to do, is for me to go and speak to your wife. But the minute you two become married, I'm not gonna be as close as I was to your wife anymore.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
She's now your wife.
Yeah, facts.
Respectfully.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just don't believe being the person to come and like involve myself in something because I've seen something. I think also because I'm a man, I think from a man to a man's perspective, I can tell you, yo, listen, this is what I've seen. And you know if I'm coming to tell you, you know I've got evidence.
Yeah.
You know there's truth behind it.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a theory.
In the same breath, I know if it was a girl, let's say it was one of your wife's friends, and she saw you moving mad, she's going to tell your wife.
No, immediately.
Immediately. Immediately. But do you think that your friend's wife will tell you if she was moving mad in the club? I don't think she would.
No, she would.
Exactly. So that's my point. The
No, but she's a whore. I'm just saying,
real talk though. The loyalty really lies between you and the person that's your friend.
Yeah.
That's the reality. Like, and I just don't believe in exiting myself up in someone else's business. I don't. Yeah. But if I've seen something with my eyes, like,
you've seen it.
I can't then go to, like, you might call me the next day and be like, yo, bro, what's good, man? What's going on? It'll be on my mind.
I want to know what the Muslim thing to do is. Because you know, is with it, I feel
that's
like
a good question.
Because in Islam, bro, there's a lot of places in how you're supposed to, like for example, there's a lot of times where you're supposed to mind your own business, yeah, and there's a lot of times where you have to step up and do what's right, right? I don't know which one this is. You get me? So you feel me? You also chat GPT?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
In Islam, seeing a friend cheat is a serious matter, as cheating is forbidden, but the ruling depends on the type of cheating. For a friend's spouse cheating adultery, many scholars advise discreetly informing the wronged spouse, while for other forms like academic or business cheating, advising the friend to repent and upholding honesty as key, as Islam strongly condemns deceit and values truthfulness with consequences on the day of judgment for betrayal. Condemned at Islam strictly forbids all forms of cheating, lying and deception, viewing them as major sins contrary to faith.
So a snitch?
Essentially. Yeah. Also, discreetly informing the wrong spouse, of course, that's basically snitching.
You tell my wife.
And then advising the friend to repent and upholding honesty are key. So telling your wife,
yeah,
telling my friend, like me telling you,
repent first.
Roski,
I'll say, the first thing I would do, I would go to my brethren. I'd be like, yo, listen, repent first of all. Repent, say astaghfirullah, make sure, beg for Allah's mercy. And also, second thing, chat to your wife. Tell her. You be the one to tell her.
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
And obviously, if we're all married...
Why would you make me come to your wedding
and call your wife sis
yeah, if you're going to make me watch you do
and
this
also,
shit?
And also, if we're all married in Islam as well, we should all be following the righteous path, which is when you're married, this is what you do. You're with this one person and you're not allowed to allow anything to come in between that. And if you do feel...
Have some self-control,
yeah,
bastard.
And if you do feel like that, explain to your wife. I'm not going to lie, my mind's wandering.
Yeah.
Have that conversation with her.
Yeah.
Because then at least she's aware. And maybe there's something that's missing in your marriage that you need to sort out. But bro, if I've seen you move mad, and I'm also married as well, and I also know how important your wife is to your life, brother, I'm telling you, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
I'm not allowing that to happen.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, bro, look how long you've been married for. I've never ever even thought of the thought, but hypothetically speaking, if that was the case, I'd pull you to the side and say, brother, get it together.
Yeah.
However, I'm not going to your wife. I ain't going to her, bro. Well, I'm not doing it. I'm just giving you advice, brother.
I can't find myself doing it. Because if I go to my brethren and be like, yo, what are you doing, blah, 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 repent, all of these kind of things. And I give him all the advice and I stick it on him. And his response is, nah, bro, it's not even that deep. Like, da, 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 blah, blah, blah. You don't know what's going on. Don't get involved in my marriage. At that point, I might cut you off. Because I don't know if I want to keep you as a brethren. If you're going to cheat on your wife, you're going to fuck me over.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And that's your wife. That's someone that you've got, inshallah, you probably have kids with and everything else. I think it takes it to another level.
Yeah, definitely.
Good question.
It's a good question, isn't it?
You got more of those?
No, that's a good one, isn't it?
That's a good one.
It was just kind of unlocked my mind a little bit. It was nice. Do you think it's worse if a man cheats or a woman cheats? Or do you think they're both equally
yeah,
as bad?
They're both equal. There's no like...
Is it though?
It is, bro. It is.
Okay, can I be very honest with you? Here's why I feel like it. Like, you know, don't get me wrong. If a man does it, it's f***ed. If a woman does it, it's f***ed. It's just a fact in general, right? But I feel like if a woman does it, it may be just 0.5% worse.
No, but the reasons for it being, for it happening don't really matter. It doesn't matter if I like you or if
you
cheated
you,
regardless.
A normal guy has sex with a girl out of lust.
Okay, put it this way, yeah? Let's say, for example, the mind frame of the person cheating is level.
Mm-hmm.
Both don't like the person, just want to fuck. It's still bad.
Yeah.
Let's say they're both level. They're both in love.
Yeah.
It's still bad.
Yeah.
You've deceived the person that you're with.
Yes.
For your own personal gain. It's fucked regardless.
It was 30 seconds though. Literally, it wasn't even...
Yeah. But you see, that's my point.
Yeah.
It's fucked regardless, bro. Like, whether or not you're a man or a woman, if you cheat, bro, it's fucked, blood. Like, you've just fucked it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like a normal guy, a normal stand-up guy, yeah, who has sex, and like, let's say the girl comes up to him, be like, yo, we're gonna club, but I don't ever wanna see you again after this. The guy would be so fine with that.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, that's no problem. I hear that. Easy, okay, money, okay. No problem.
Okay, but the reason why-
You can't do that to a girl.
The reason why a man think it's normal is because with women, yeah, women are, unfortunately, you're supposed to be perfect.
Yeah.
Society has made it seem as if you go and cheat, you're the worst person in the world.
Yeah.
And men, because men get caught cheating,
yeah,
not to say women don't cheat,
yeah,
men get caught cheating.
No, we're
more.
Idiots though, because we're creatures of habit.
Yeah.
So we'll just do things.
So we'll do it normally knowing that, all right, cool, it's just, yeah,
it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Whereas you see with a woman, when she
it's
does
conniving.
It, yeah, because men, egos are up here, women have kind of accepted that men are going to cheat anyway, right? It's yeah. it's like you look at a man and you go, all men cheat. It's a thing,
yeah,
right? All men cheat. There isn't that thing that all women cheat. So when a woman does cheat on
you, isn't
it
worse?
Because we're like, we are have conditioned ourselves to think that men cheating is normal,
mm-hmm,
and women cheating isn't. But women cheat as much as men do.
Okay, fine. Let me say it in a better way. I agree with everything you just said, but let me say it in a better way. Yeah. I feel like I'm leaning towards more a woman being worse because I value a woman's innocence more than I do a man's. You get what I mean?
I hear what you're saying, but still, it's the same thing. Okay, bro, put it this way, yeah? I think it's even worse if you put context to it. If your wife you have three kids with this woman, right? This woman is the one that has birthed all your children. She sets your home up for you, everything, right? And then you find out that she's been cheating for 2 years. Not only are you not gonna know, unless say you've got a newborn, your son's two or your daughter's 2 years old,
yeah,
you might be thinking, is this even my child?
Yeah.
Then you'll be thinking, oh my God, this whole time that I've been making, like all the little signs, they start coming to fruition, that's what turns you mad,
mm-hmm,
right? And because you're not thinking about it, that's why you think it's worse, right? With men now, women also know that their partner is attractive. They know that their partner might be going out or their partner might have money or all these things.
Might look like me, yeah.
Essentially, yeah?
Yeah.
So when they're already thinking probably this is going to happen, I just hope it isn't. Or whatever you're doing, because I've heard some women say, whatever you're doing, just don't make sure I don't find out about it, right?
That's fucked.
Yeah, but
that's fucked.
But that's because women are being conditioned to believe that men cheating is normal.
Yeah, but it's not, it shouldn't be.
Us, yeah, we've also been conditioned that women don't cheat. So when we find out women cheat,
it's insane. It's like women's farting. It's like basically exactly like that. Because like women say they don't fart, but when they do fart, it's worse than guys.
Exactly. So imagine your girl telling you, oh, I've never farted before. Oh, you've never heard your girl fart. The minute she farts, you're never going to forget that.
Bro, have you ever walked into this room, yeah, and Laura's by herself?
Like, and it stinks ass.
No, genuine. Like you're just like, what? Something died in
here. Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, something genuinely died.
And
in here.
I reckon she laughs when she farts.
No, definitely. No, her farts come with a noise.
She goes.
It comes with a shiver or a noise. So she's like them ones.
Got out.
Yeah.
It wriggles out. System.
Yeah, definitely.
Laura, can I ask you a question? What do you think? Do you think men cheating is a women cheating is worse than men cheating?
Yeah.
But cheating.
Yeah, cheating is cheating. Yeah, I get it. That's what I'm saying. That's why I say it's both fucked.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's because I'm a guy. Because let's say you go to your wife, like, hey, did you cheat? No, I didn't fit.
Yeah, see? That will kill you.
I fit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I didn't fit. Lucky for you.
Yeah.
When she goes, lucky for you, it didn't fit. Lucky for you, it didn't fit. We was trying, though. Maybe next time. How was your day?
Oh my, no, see, look, this is why more men are in jail than women.
But do you know what it is though? I think it's the ego. I think when I'm from young, yeah, because I saw a lot of people cheating and I saw a lot of people that, you know, had more money, were better looking, still get cheated on, yeah? I've conditioned my mind that anyone can cheat.
Yeah.
There isn't no one on this earth that I don't believe.
Everyone's capable.
Everyone is capable.
Yeah.
So I have that in my back of my mind. No matter how much I love somebody, I know that human beings are human beings. No one is perfect. And there's a capability that somebody that you love dearly can cheat on you. Now, I don't live my life with that way of thinking, but I'm not stupid. I'm not dumb. I'm not someone that's going to be like, oh no, nah, me? What, me? Nah, never can happen to me. No, yeah. It can. And it has.
May Allah protect me forever.
Exactly. And that's why you pray every day. Yeah. You pray on your marriage. You make sure you keep a unit and you continually work hard with your partner. Yeah. Complacency is something. Yeah. Bro, complacency is what allows people to even have the room to think about it. Mm. Or you've just married a slag. Or you are also just a fucking hezzy.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a few things.
Do you think the urge of wanting to cheat comes more from men than women?
Nah, we're both.
Do you think they both have the same exact urges?
100%, man. Like, I think, you know what it is? Sometimes we, like, this is why women think we're stupid.
We are.
But no, but I'm not dumb. Bro, women will look at a man and go, all right, put it this way, yeah? A woman can be in a relationship, see another man and say, like, they might say in a sentence, like, you know, like, obviously he's proper good looking. That alone,
no, I'll is kick say,
no, no, but it's no,
I'll slap
okay,
your teeth.
Okay, so this is my thing.
Yeah,
a woman can say something to you.
I'm not actually gonna hit you, sorry.
Yeah, but this a woman can say something to you and say, yeah, that man's good looking, but he's not my type.
Okay,
all right.
Oh yeah, no, I'd fuck her, but it's like, no, I'm not going to though. Yeah,
literally, yeah. Like yeah, you know, exactly. if that person was meant for me, I would fuck that person. Exactly. If you read between the lines, that's what they're saying.
That's not even read between the lines.
No. That's just saying.
You said the line.
No. If imagine. Okay, let's say for example, yeah. Let's say not even your wife, because I don't never like to use your wife. But like,
that's my nigga, man.
No, but of course. But this is hypothetical, so we'll never use it for hypothetical.
Call me Joseph.
Okay, your name's Joseph, yeah? Mm-hmm. You're out with your girl, her name's Sandra.
Okay.
Sandra, you got afro.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So you and Sandra are watching a show, mm-hmm. right? She goes to you. One thing I'll say about this show, yeah, everyone in there is good looking.
Yeah, you're right, you know.
Everyone here is good looking. The men, the women, they're all good looking.
Yeah.
She, that's her saying that these people are attractive. Right? Mm-hmm. That's number one. That's the first step. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean she wants to fuck that person.
Yes,
the people, yeah?
Yes, it does. But by law, yes, it does.
But in your head, you're like, okay, cool. So then, if you let's say you and Sandra go out now, you meet this said person and she wants to take a picture with him.
Yeah.
Yeah? With this attractive person that and when you're watching the show,
and she tells me to
and
take
she
the
tells
picture.
You to take the picture.
I'm taking a selfie.
Lara, am I guessing? So like, you see when like a woman might say, yeah, oh, like you might be in a relationship with your, let's say you're with your boyfriend, whatever. And then you see a guy come on the TV or an actor or whatever. And then you go, oh, he's good looking.
I've definitely been in more conversations where men say this about women and they're in relationships.
That what?
Women do say this sort of thing as well, but I've seen more men in relationships.
To be fair, though, more men do it.
Of course, but that's my point though.
Yeah.
That's you subconsciously saying, if I wasn't single, I would rush. But then I also think that you can find someone attractive.
I don't think that's a bad thing though.
Yeah, you could, someone like if someone is like,
without Islam, I'd have tattoos, bro.
Do you get me?
Do you know what I mean?
Like, I think you can find someone ridiculously attractive because they are very, very beautiful, but it doesn't mean that I'm going for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you can say it, but sometimes with men,
I've passed the point of. You know, there's a difference. There's wanting a relationship and then there's wanting a one night stand.
Mm.
Like the same feeling doesn't apply to both. One is lust.
If you have a one night stand and you end up wanting to be in a relationship after.
It must have been good. No, but you know, that's like a childhood crush kind of feeling. Mm. Because like, bro, you don't know this person, bro. Mm. You know what I mean? I have to know you to like you. Mm. Like Clarton, that's just common, bro. That's only the tip of the iceberg. There's so much mountain to cover.
Ooh. I like this one. Yeah, this profound darkest is good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's good.
No, I'm awake today.
No, you are, you know.
No, I'm awake.
We started
off
sleepy.
Yeah, now we're up.
Not sleepy. Sorry. Let me try and see if there's any situations that I want to discuss that I think is great. All right, here's a question, yeah? Mm-hmm. Random one. Would you like... Say, for example, you just found a job, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a job you really, really love. And you're excited every day, like new opportunities are coming, but you've only got 5 years in this place, right? This is a dream job, the job of your dreams.
Let's say working with the NBA.
Let's say working with the NBAs, but you know that you're only gonna be in this job for 5 years, yeah?
I've already done it.
Oh, of course, a few times. Yeah. Would you want to see a preview of what you're going to do, or would you just want to live your without knowing exactly what you're going to do?
I wouldn't want to know anything. I would like to just go, bro. Because you know, it's not the pursuit of happiness. It's the happiness of the pursuit. Do you get what I mean? Like,
you said nothing.
What? No. But just hear me out. I'm saying to you, like, if you're already going to show me a preview of everything I'm going to accomplish, I'm not going to enjoy the journey as well. Mm. The journey is, people enjoy the journey more than the destination. Because when you're at the destination, it's like, where do I go from here? You get what I mean? So it's the journey. It's the things to look back on. It's the mistakes you made, the things you learned, all of that kind of things. And it's just the overall experience. If you're going to give me a preview of everything I'm going to experience and all the good things I'm going to get, I'm not going to feel as good as when I actually get it.
Mm.
Whoa, bro, what the...
No, today...
What was that about me?
You're profound.
Tits, arsehole. I had to just, you know what I mean? Just go back to... I don't like this mature version of me.
All right, can I ask a question then?
Yeah.
How do you know, when somebody that you see a lot likes you, but you don't have a conversation with them? Like, how do you know?
How do I know they like me?
Yeah, like, how do you know? Like, what's the signs of when somebody likes you,
Mm-hmm.
And in your head, you know they do, but you've got no confirmation email from them.
Okay. Can I be real? A big thing for me is eye contact. Now, for example, with me, like, it has to be specific kind of eye contact as well. Like, for example, it can't just be a staring competition, because now you're thinking, does she like me or am I a creep that just keeps staring at her and now she's just addressing that, right? So it's the, you might get a stare here and there, and as soon as you stare back, you may get a smile. Maybe no words have been said.
Yeah.
But let's say now you walk past her. As you're approaching her, she's watching you the whole way as you're looking. And then as soon as you lock eyes, she kind of smiles. That, you know, let's say you initiate convo. You say, hey. If she hits you with the, hey, and she's already so happy to see you, you're already in there. It's done. Like, have babies now.
Have you ever,
It's eye contact. Eye contact, everything.
Have you ever felt like someone, you end up speaking to somebody, I hate speaking about stuff like this with you because of Sarah. I hate it.
Okay, listen, how about this? Let's say for the next 30 seconds, I'm single.
Okay, cool.
For the next 30 seconds. Bro, my wife's the most understanding.
No, I know. I hate
it. She knows not to take me seriously.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Let's say, you're in, let's say you work in a retail job.
Yeah.
Whatever, yeah? But this person, you're just mad cool with. Like, there's no nothing. You're just mad cool.
Mm-hmm.
What time are you clocking in today? Oh, okay, cool. I'll sort of, like, it's platonic, right? And then randomly, she just hits you up on some, listen, I'm not going to lie, like, I've always found you attractive, right? But you haven't seen the signs at all.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do in that situation? Do I
find her attractive?
All right. Like, obviously she's attractive, but you have not seen her like that at all.
Yeah.
And then she just says, fuck it. Like, I've always liked you. Walk on. What are you on?
I'll be real. I'll be very, I don't know. I don't really have a script for those kind of things. But do you know what it is? It depends how I feel at the same time.
Do you know why I'm bringing that up? Yeah. Because I feel like there's been situations in the past that I've had where somebody is so shocked that I find them attractive, that they don't know how to act. They're like, but how? Like, when? When did it happen?
That's what I'd be like. I'd be like, when did this first happen? You know, asking when is the most unnecessary question.
It's so unnecessary.
Like, how are you going to remember when? Or like, how? How is big as well. Like, how it could be just like, I don't know. Because how's a stupid question as well? Like, how do you like me?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just violating myself.
But that's the thing though. Because you know what it is though? I feel like, when your approach to speaking to women is very much chill. Like, you might just be nice and friendly, whatever, but you like this person, but you're just like, I don't want to go too crazy. I want to just be chill. I want to be calm. And then one day you just take a shot from the edge of the box and you go, fuck it, I'm going to move to them. Their head spun. Because they're like, where has this come from? Yeah. So I don't think it's a bad question.
I don't think it's bad at all.
It's genuinely like...
I genuinely think it's not a bad... It is literally... You know, it's a great scenario to be in. You know what I mean? I don't think it's anything bad about it. I think it's actually good that she communicated her feelings.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So like, I don't know. It depends how I feel. It depends how she looks like, what she looks like, how I get along with her.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? But let's say I'm not interested at all. I would... Oh, bro. I'd feel like complete shit. But I think I would communicate that because I'm not going to waste her time. So I'll just be like, yo, listen, I'll be very honest with you. I can't say I feel the same way. I feel like we're just amazing as friends.
Oh, I can't say I feel the same way. It's so horrible.
Okay, can I'll be real with you. I just love us as friends right now.
That's better.
Do you get what I mean?
Because like, I can't say I feel the same way about you.
Yeah.
Is essentially saying, I can't say I feel the same way about you.
Yeah, so I'll be like, listen, if I give you a go, I'm cussing myself.
See, no, that's sending them. That's sending them. Also, yeah. Do you reckon you could? I don't know why I'm asking all these questions. I think it's because I've been watching bare shows. Yeah. Do you think you can spot when someone's not happy in their relationship?
Yeah, but I'd have to see them together though.
Yeah.
I'd have to see them together and how they communicate.
Yeah, okay, let's say you see them together and it's like, obviously, like, let's say again, I always use work as an example, yeah? Let's say like you're working in a restaurant and you're a waiter. So you and this waitress are like mad cool. Literally, you don't see nothing, yeah? She talks about her partner and then you end up seeing them out, yeah? I don't know, you might be out with your friends and whatever, you see them out and it's like, she's not being herself. Like she's not being bubbly self, yeah?
Yeah.
Would you think that she doesn't want to be in that relationship anymore?
If she's not being her bubbly self?
Yeah.
On that one occasion, no. She could just be having a bad day.
Yeah, okay, you know I mean? You see them again.
But if it's constantly, every time I see them two together,
yeah.
And she's never the same bubbly person that she is at work, yeah, but you know, that's information I'll take to the grave. I'm never, because you know, I can't bring that up to you, because now if I bring that up to you, I look like I'm trying to get myself involved in your marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I'm not, you know, when I'm not. You get me? So like, I might bring it up, but like in such a, like I'm going to take the back roads.
All right, I love this kind of episode because I'm just chatting.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's say, yeah, she comes up to you and she goes, oh, me and my boyfriend, man, we're just fucking, it's just going off right now. Like he just doesn't understand me. Like, and I just feel like we're just two different people. Do you at that point say to her,
I'd give her good advice.
No, would you say, like, to her, I'm not going to lie.
You feel like you're different people because it's because you are different people. Mm. Do you get what I mean? Your husband is Jason, right? You, like, don't get me wrong, guys are guys. We all have similar traits, but no one is like your husband. You need to understand what kind of man he is, how he, like, and just try to adapt to certain behaviors he has. And also, communication is key. You know what I'm saying to you? If something's really frustrating, talk to him. If he's not listening, keep talking to him. This is how guys are. I'm telling you, just drill it in until it finally sets in. And I'd be a mature guy.
Who are you these days?
No, I'd be a very mature guy because I'm not going to be them best friends that be like, what? He doesn't,
About, yeah? Would you say to her, yeah? Yeah, okay, cool. So obviously, like I said, you've seen her out. You've seen her with her boyfriend. Then she comes up to you and says to you, listen, I'm not going to lie, my boyfriend's da 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 da. Do you say to her, listen, I'm not going to lie. Like when I saw you lot out together, I didn't want to say it, but you lot didn't look like you lot was happy. Would you do that or would you just give advice?
No, I'll be very, you know, this is what I'm saying to you. This is what I mean, but I'll take the back road.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'll be like, yo, I'll be honest with you. Can I, just an observation I made, right? I'm not getting myself involved in your marriage or anything, but the person you are at work and the person you are when you're with your husband are two completely different people. Maybe you're a bit more reserved. Maybe it doesn't mean you're happy. You're not happy. Mm. Maybe you're just a bit more reserved with it when you're with your husband, which is completely fine. You get what I mean? But I'm not going to now say you're unhappy in your marriage if you have two different personalities. You get
Of course.
So, but that's it. And it depends what her response is to my observation.
Mm.
If she now says-
Her response is, oh, you can see it too.
I'll be like, see what?
You can see it. Like I'm just not the same person when I'm with him. Like when I'm with him, I feel like I'm a shell of myself. Like I'm not allowed to be who I want to be. And it's not like he's stopping me from doing it. I feel free.
So have you tried to communicate this with him?
I just don't know how to.
Use your words. Cause you just communicated to me. I
think it's because respectfully, me and you are not together. So it's like, I feel like I can just be myself. Mm. With him, I feel like I'm just trying to be the best version of myself. And maybe that's just stopping me from being me.
I think, yeah. I don't think in this situation, it's really no one's fault. And I don't even want to say it's your fault.
Yeah.
No, but maybe this is how you just subconsciously adapted to your marriage. Right?
I think so. You noticed it as well.
Well, yeah. I have two eyes.
No way. You're not the first person to say that.
Yeah, but I do think this is a conversation you need to have with your husband. 100%. Tell him, exactly what you just said to me. And sort of work on it. You know what I mean? Try to be happier. Try to be your bubbly self.
You're right. Because honestly, like, it's weird. Like, it's like I just forget who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
This is good though, man. I like this. No, carry on. Don't break character.
Yeah, it's like I just forget who I am. And then when I come to work, I feel like there's less pressure because I know that no one's in a relationship here and, you know, we're all friends, we're all working. It's like my time to myself. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe just because we've been together for so many years that, like, I'm just falling into this little hole of contemporary behavior and I just don't like it anymore. You find it funny. Oh, so silly.
No, do you know what it is? I'm laughing because this is just life and you just need to come to terms with that. Honestly, yeah. It's life. And how long have you been married now?
Three and a half years.
I'll be honest with you, to some people, that's baby food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 3 years is 3 weeks to a lot of people. So I'm just saying, like, are you happy in your marriage?
I am.
Okay.
I'm happy with, do you know what it is? I'm happy because, you know, I'm happy with the stability that I have with him.
With stability, explain.
Stability in terms of, like, we've worked really hard for what we've got and we're happy with how things are. We're content. Now, would I want more from the relationship that I've got? Yeah, I would. I want to be myself a bit more. I feel like I've gone into, like, you know, work, home, occasional dinners and, you know, and I feel like, no, I want more.
So yeah, you know, it is. I wouldn't say you're in a bad place right now, but I wouldn't say blame your marriage for how you're feeling right now.
No, of course not.
Blame how you've chosen to react to your marriage.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
That's, do you know what's so funny? Yeah. Oh my God, I'm crying.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Take your time. It's okay.
And I don't know why I feel so comfortable to speak to you because, like, you've only been working there for 6 months, but wow. Yeah, okay. I mean,
you know, it's just because I have no emotion in the matter. I'm sort of like a third party. So it's like, I'm coming into this with a clear mind.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe when I get into a relationship one day and I feel the same way, I'd speak to you about it.
You haven't got a relationship? You're not in a relationship?
I'm single currently, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I've been single for 2 years.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, I've been single.
So how do you... Like, what do you do, like, when you get home?
Mostly bash.
Steven.
Yeah. I'm not even joking, man.
Seriously?
Like, I mean, yeah, about 3-4 times a day.
Okay, come on, Steven, you're joking now.
Okay, not every single day, but then I have my days, like, where it gets really bad.
So you don't find none of the girls that work here attractive?
I'd say attractive, but I'm very respectful.
All right, out of curiosity, this is going to sound fucking crazy. Oh, my God.
That was wrong. I didn't like that one. Oh my God, this guy's sound fucking crazy. I didn't like that at all. I don't like that one.
All right, cool. Oh
my God, yeah, go on.
This is going to sound crazy. Like, when you first met me, and obviously you didn't know I was married, right? What did you think of me? Be honest with me.
I thought you were a very pretty girl. A very pretty girl.
Would you have a go?
What, with you?
Yeah, like
immediately. Immediately, yeah. I mean, this
see
is
those,
the
see those conversations. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about.
No.
These are the ones
that happen
at work.
Yeah, yeah. Like, would you?
Would you like?
Don't ask a guy that.
Like, okay, this is my thing. Yeah, I feel like if you're chatting to somebody about your relationship at work, the bad stuff. Yeah, I think that's a problem.
That's a mad problem.
That's a problem, that's insane. I think the guy or girl, if they're single, are gonna take that as I can clap.
Yeah.
I'm saying it straight up.
Yeah. You're never lying, bro. I swear to God. People have work wives and work husbands. It's fucked.
Right. I want to ask a deeper question, yeah? If we all know that we're all going to die, that's guaranteed, right? Why, as human beings, do we focus on temporary stuff and allow it to dictate our whole mood? Like, what do you reckon the reasons to why we are so, like, fixated on the now
instead of the hereafter?
The hereafter, but also why we take so much things so seriously when it's like, we don't even know if we're going to be here tomorrow.
There's no guarantee whatsoever.
None at all. Like, why do you reckon as human beings, we're so fixated on, you know, material things and like, oh, I need to get this done. Otherwise I'm like, why? Why is that a thing?
Can I be honest with you? I like to narrow it down to usually just one individual, one like problem. The devil, yeah, the shaitan. He's a real thing. And you know what it is? Hold on. As much as he's here to distract us from everything we're supposed to do, this is just, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but this is just my understanding of it, right? How the shaitan might affect me is different with how he would affect you. He knows what buttons to press for me to distract me, make me think about something else, or make me remember something, or maybe put little whispers in my head, like maybe get me angry or stuff like that. You get me? What we need to understand is, yeah, he's been playing this game Longer than us, long before I was here, you were here, our dads were here, their dads were here, their dads were here.
Mm.
We can carry on for a thousand fucking million years, right? So him, this is what I'm saying to you. He's become really good at it.
Mm.
You get what I mean? In terms of like making us feel like something serious when it's not, making us overthink, making us distracted from things that are good for us and right for us and all these kind of things. And you know, I don't like to go into life like that by fully blaming him, because at the end of the day, he don't control what I do.
Yeah.
We have free will, bro. I control what my hands do. I control what my eyes do, what I say, where I go and all of these kind of things, right? But I feel like if you're worried about where are these things coming from, it's him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, because my answer to that was going to be, yeah, this year, more importantly, like I've really made it a thing that I want to, I'm not missing a prayer. I don't care where I am in the world.
Solid.
What I'm doing.
Solid.
I will pray. I don't care. I'm not praying. And every time I finish my prayers, I genuinely feel like the day can be ended now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about whatever happens in the day now. Right. And I do believe that when you are not, when you don't look at life like through the lens of we are literally on this earth. And this is for me as a Muslim man. So everyone that has their different beliefs will probably look at life maybe a bit different. But I'm like, I'm just trying to get as closer to God every day as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happens outside of that is a bonus.
Yeah.
So if I'm able to, you know, like, I don't know, get a meal subs, if I'm able to make some money, if I'm able to go and watch my team play, if I'm able to do all the things that for me were more important then praying at one stage for me, now that they've swapped, yeah, I feel like I'm more at ease.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really care about the things that I used to care about.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like, you know, now it's more a thing of like, as long as my son is happy, as long as like my parents are good, as long as I get to speak or see my parents every day, of course, praying number one, everything else is like a bonus now.
Everything else is meh.
And I think now that's how I'm viewing things. Before, I think my head was so fried. Oh, I haven't got this, I haven't got this, I haven't got that. And I wasn't even praying.
Yeah,
so I was like, so of course things are not going to be right. So I think you're right when you say it's the devil.
Yeah.
Because the devil has the control over our minds when we allow him to have it.
Yeah.
But when we don't allow it, we're good as gold.
Because same way there's bad whispers, bro. There's good whispers as well.
Of course,
you get what I mean? So there's always a yin and a yang,
basically. I remember, like, you see whenever...
That's
like,
the right way to say it. I don't even know what yin and yang means.
Me neither, I don't care. Yeah, bro, yeah, well, I hear that. Sometimes I act like you're trying to know things, man.
Yeah.
So,
no, sorry.
There'll be times where I'll be on Instagram, yeah? And this is when Instagram's a great tool for me, is when, like, I don't know, I might be in bed and I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to go gym in like an hour. I'll just see a gym post. Somebody, like, literally, it could be a man or a woman and they just look amazing.
Yeah.
I get up and I go to the gym.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I'll see someone speaking about the deen and it will remind me... Maybe that was before, but now obviously I have the app on my phone. So whenever it's prayer time, it's time for me to pray. But like, I'll always be reminded of what I need to do to make myself happier.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's constant reminders now. When your mind is in a different place, these reminders wake you up. Because before I could see a guy in a gym, it wouldn't mean nothing to me. I'll stay in my bed or I would just not go gym.
Yeah.
Now it's like, in my head, it's like I'm beefing that person. I'm like, you ain't going to be whammering me.
He already is.
But I'm going to come and get you now.
Yeah.
You're already there. I'm coming to link you.
Yeah.
Like now I feel like that's where I'm at.
That's why they say, bro, the heaviest thing in the gym is the front door.
True.
Do you get what I mean? True. It's literally just getting there. And obviously other people would be like, no, the hardest thing is eating or the hardest thing is sleeping.
Mm.
But we've been eating and sleeping since we were born, bro.
Mm.
It's not fucking difficult once you just put your mind to it. But I'm talking about the actual, you know, the drive to get to the gym, to put on your clothes, to get there and open the door. But I'll be real with you, bro. You know, have you ever had the mornings where you know you have to go gym? It fucking feels shit the minute you open your eyes. Like, what am I training for, bro? I make people laugh for a living.
Mm.
You get what I mean? But then once you get there, you got a completely different attitude.
Yeah.
Like once you walk in and you know you're here now, you might as well just bask in it.
Yeah.
Like you're chilling and now you end up having one of the greatest workouts ever.
Today was like that for me.
Yeah, I didn't ask though, but I'm just saying like, and then you end up having one of the greatest workouts in your life and then you leave and then you're sweating and then you're just in your car like, oh, I feel like I have more energy. Like, you get me? That's what it is, bro. It's fucking great, bro. Genuinely. Yeah, no. Guys, get in the gym, man. Genuinely.
Do you mean that?
Mean what?
That you
when you interrupted me and you said 9 a.m.
Yeah.
What'd you work on today?
Do you care?
Yeah, well, I do.
Okay, I did back.
Yeah.
And I did tries.
Nice.
Yesterday.
Back and tries. Why do you back and buys?
No, I didn't want to. Because I was doing a lot of bicep yesterday, yeah, mm-hmm. day before yesterday.
What's your split?
My split is 70-30. Upload 30, me 70. No, I'm joking.
Upload 70, you 30.
Yeah. So basically it's been a bit different because obviously I'm training for Match for Hope, yeah?
Yeah.
So in the mornings on a Monday and Tuesday, I usually would do cardio and then I'll do shoulders and I'll do back, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do chest. I'd leave chest.
Completely?
Yeah, I'd leave chest.
That's insane.
No, why? Do you know what? Have you seen my chest?
What? What, it's elite? What? I know you got a good chest, but why do you want it to be bigger?
Nah, because what happens is, yeah, when I do chest, yeah, I'm so tired to train the next day
yeah.
because I've like kind of lowered down my training because I've been doing Muay Thai as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, because I'm using my back and my shoulders, I'm not really using my chest from when I'm doing,
yeah.
Do you get what I'm trying to say to you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but I did chest on Sunday and I really enjoyed it.
Chest is my favorite day, push day.
You like that though.
I love pushing.
Yeah, why you flexing your chest again?
I just like to, can you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know we can.
Can you? Oh shit.
We can.
No rules of dancing. I might have to show the specs.
Yeah. So right now, because I started Muay Thai, yeah, it's okay.
That looks good. Left, right, 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 left, right
freestyling.
Okay.
Okay. Feel like we need to make it a bit different because people always say that we're writing bars. Woo, woo, woo.
Mm-hmm.
Let's rap about what's in the studio.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got Zidane in heat. I got some anime.
Mm.
You was looking at my chest, nigga. That's anime.
Don't get me mad today.
Yeah.
Don't let me grab my waist.
Nigga, I'll grab your face.
If I pack the eight.
Slow it down.
I will.
I'm on top of the world. I got to show the crown.
Ugh.
Take a look at this balcony. I'm going to show the town.
They know my name when I'm rolling around.
I got an electric car. It don't make no sound.
You make a lot of money. I'm going to take your pounds.
Or sterling.
Man, they know me in Berlin.
They know I'll be earning. Taking L's, now we learning.
Them that, tables keep turning.
But that ain't my bar.
Ooh.
Nigga, I took it too far.
Too far?
I drive a nice car. That's an X4. Why are you talking to my X4?
Ooh.
I got an X4.
Ooh.
But my X4?
Ooh.
Come with an X4.
Oh.
That's BMW.
BMW.
I don't see me W.
No.
Nigga, I chase W's.
Oh. I had a Bentayga.
Yeah.
I told her, Ted later.
Ooh.
I mean, make paper.
Ooh.
Get caker. I said let's rap about stuff in the studio.
Yeah.
So I'ma speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can get shocked with this right hand like you Pikachu.
You can get shocked. I like that.
That's electric.
Yeah.
They say when I dress eccentric.
Yeah.
I ain't an entertainer like Cedric. I shoot you, you gon' need a medic.
Oof. Nigga, my clip longer than Luffy's hands.
Luffy's hands.
He don't make music. I ain't part of Luffy's bands.
Ooh.
But Luffy can.
I made that money in one piece. That's them Luffy grands.
Ooh.
I said I make that money in one piece. That's them Luffy bands.
Ooh.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you look at my gun, you get what I'm spraying.
Yeah.
If you look at these funds, you get what I'm...
Yeah.
I said if...
If you look at my cake, you know what I'm baking.
Yeah.
If you look at my face, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you know what my crib is, you know what I'm staying.
Yeah.
If you see I got a gun on me, you know where I'm slaying.
Yeah.
I had April, so I bought May in.
Yeah.
Damn, nigga. Oh, he wiping the beard. He serious.
Nigga.
Oh, no.
Nigga, I'll put that laser in your face.
What's that, nigga?
Have you looking like you have Sasuke eyes?
Oh.
That's that Mangekyou Sharingan.
Oh.
I don't know what I said.
Okay. I don't get better by myself.
Yeah.
I raise the stakes.
Mm-hmm.
You could call that solo leveling.
Okay. All right. We're doing anime bars then, Flip. All right, cool. You can do anime bars, but I do them better.
Mm.
You got a 9-tail fox. I got a 10-tail Beretta.
Ooh. When I was younger, them fuck niggas used to pick on bro.
Yeah.
Then I started getting better of putting niggas together.
Yeah.
Like Piccolo.
Okay, then. All right, all right.
Shit.
All right. My little homie 13.
Mm.
And I caught him fighting.
Okay.
Them niggas was pussy because they didn't put that attack on a Titan.
Nigga. Okay. Them niggas shot at us. I told my young niggas, chill. We gonna get them later.
Yeah.
There was children in the venue. I said, fuck them kids. They thought I was Eren Jaeger.
Ooh-hoo-hoo! All right, all right.
Damn, nigga.
Damn, damn. Oh. Oof.
I know, I know, I know.
I went on Twitter and I saw that nigga was atting me.
Atting you?
I said, I saw that nigga atting me.
Atting me.
He don't know I got assassins like Killua's family. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. If okay. You know about Killua.
Yeah, no, I know he family.
Yeah, yeah, he
I
family.
Know he family.
He got a good family.
Okay.
I told that nigga come to the garden.
Garden.
So I can teach him how to fade.
Teach him how to fade.
Call him Ichigo because I put bleach on a blade. Nigga, oh my
it.
God.
It's done, it's done, it's done. Right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Harry Pinero and this has been Darkest Man. Oh no. This has been Olden Ball. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching and make sure you're here next week for another episode. We love you guys and appreciate all the messages you've been sending me and Darkest. Generally, we haven't responded to all of them, but we see them all and generally words can't even explain how much we love you guys. So
we watch Kaiju number 8. Nigga, that's Kaiju number 8. Nigga, that's Kaiju number 8. Nigga, that's Kaiju number 8. Nigga, sorry, that's all I had to. Come on, what?
My favorite anime used to be Naruto.
Talk to him.
That's that Sasuke, Itachi, ooh, Kakashi. Ooh. I used to wear Armani.
Yeah.
But no, I stopped doing that.
Yeah.
I started moving back.
Yeah.
I start moving back.
Yeah.
Try to fight me.
Yeah.
Try to block me. Yeah. Oh, I use that Rock Lee.
And the nigga. Woohoo! Finally, man. God damn it. That's all I was waiting for. God damn it. Fuck.
See you guys.
Oh, take care.